This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
Folks, welcome. This is Racer Radio, Hour 3 on KCBQ, AM 1170, FM 96.1, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue in San Diego. You can call them at 619-265-2400. Yep, they're open. Essential business, sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com. Same with Black Forest Motorsports. Porsche, BMW, or Mini Cooper, they do it all. Over 40 years experience. Go to blackforestautomotive.com, blackforestautomotive.com. All right, we got a special guest on the line. I'm just going to call this guy Mr. Dwarf Car, Mike Gurnett. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing, Dave?
So you've been doing this a while, according to Brittany.
Yeah, this is year number 21 for me.
Wow. What got you into the car?
You know, I was racing modified midgets, you know, little 600 cars, mm-hmm. and with a buddy of mine. I was mostly pitting for him, but I got to hop in it a couple times. But a good friend of his had a dwarf car and got in a motorcycle accident and asked me if I wanted to race the car for the rest of the season, and I got in it once and I was hooked.
I know. That's why everybody keeps saying, Dave, go ahead, try one. Come on, I'll put you in one. Come on. No. Because I know what will happen. I will end up.
Oh, you'll go buy one the next week.
I know. I do it. I mean, it's terrible. But I tell people it's the best bang for your buck, hands down. It's as close to go-karting as you can possibly get. As long as you don't wad it up, I mean, you can get through a season for a minimal amount of money.
Oh, yeah. You know, the initial investment, you know, depending on the quality of car you buy, can be kind of pricey, you know, compared to some other classes. But the weekly upkeep on them is really minimal. Even if you wad them up, you know, you're talking, you know, a few $100 and they're back on the track.
Yeah, I mean, things when you do, you know, when you do mix it up with somebody else, you know, the parts and pieces just basically break or bend. And then all you have to do is unbolt them and put new ones on. So where's your home track?
So I kind of have three home tracks. I run in the NorCal Dwarf Car Association. Mm-hmm. We run up here in Northern California. Our four primary tracks are Placerville, Maryville, the Silver Dollar in Chico, and the Stockton Dirt Track.
Okay. Well, it's good that you still got tracks up there. I mean, we're only down to one down here at Barona.
Yeah, we're fortunate up here. I believe we counted them up. There's 11 tracks within 2 hours of the house that are still operational. So we're very fortunate for that up here.
Yeah, no kidding. That's awesome. So I heard through the grapevine something about virtual dwarf car racing. Can you want to talk about that?
So it's not really dwarf car racing, but it is virtual. I've had the iRacing simulator for about probably going on 2 years. I've had it.
Uh-huh.
And I've noticed that a lot of guys who own dwarf cars had them. So I had the wise idea the other night to post it on our Western States Dwarf Car Association page if there was any interest for a race. And it was really overwhelming. It was the first night we ran they don't have dwarf cars on iRacing, of course, but they had the legend cars, which are close looking.
Right.
They handle nothing like a dwarf car.
No.
And it's they're kind of like you're driving on ice the whole time. They don't get much traction anywhere. Unlike a dwarf car, you can set them up to get some pretty good traction.
Sure.
So that was not really a good event per se. The track was slick and a lot of people spinning out, a lot of cautions. I think we had more time under caution than we did green flag laps. But Saturday night, last night, we went to a little bigger track and we had the midgets. And, you know, had 31 dwarf car drivers and midgets. And that was a much, much better race.
Gotcha. Well, you know, it's funny you should say that because, I mean, you know, NASCAR just picked it up last Sunday was their first race at Homestead, and it was kind of a crash fest. And it was so funny because you got to see all the NASCAR drivers and all their different simulators, and the winner raced barefoot, which just makes no sense at all when it comes to motorsports. But this week, I don't know if you watched it today, but it was a lot better. I mean, there weren't as many crashes. They seemed to figure out the simulator thing. But these simulators, they've been around for 30 years. In fact, at 3:45, I'm interviewing one of the gentlemen that started the simulator program about 30 years ago, and we're going to do an interview with him. And I think it's just, it's a great way to go racing. I mean, all it costs is the price of a simulator. And it really makes you a better driver when you do get into your car.
Oh, absolutely, you know. But sometimes that price of a simulator, you could almost go, you know, depending on what you want, you could buy a simulator that costs you as much as a new car and racing it all year.
Well, Denny Hamlin's, I think, costs like $15,000. You know, but then there was a couple other guys that had the tabletop ones and had the pedals. And, you know, I mean, what are you talking about? Grand, 1500, maybe two?
You know, if you just got it sitting on a table, you know, you can probably get, I mean, you can get it as cheap as, you know, by the time you get it, you know, because you have to have a pretty decent computer to run it.
Right.
But you can buy a set of brand new Willen pedals. I can't remember the exact brand. But there are some pretty economic ones out there that you can probably get for under $300, $400. So you're probably sitting $1,500 for the entry-level stuff.
Yeah.
You know, by the time, you know, you go some of the bigger names and the belt drive or the direct drive. And like, for instance, you know, I've got the VR headset. It's, you know, I started out with, one monitor. Then I saw somebody with triple monitor, so I went and bought those. And then I put somebody's VR headset on, and then I had to go buy one of those. So it can definitely get pricey quick, but I like the VR. I like the feeling like you're really in the car. You turn your head and you see what's beside you, where, you know, with triples or a single screen, you can't. But that's what I prefer, the VR, and, you know, enough.
Yeah, and you know, I really think if especially with this, you know, this virus floating around, we don't know how long it's going to be before we'll be able to get back in cars again. To me, this is a great way to stay sharp, stay on top of it. I personally like VR as well over a computer screen. I've done some VR work, not racing, but I've, you know, with car manufacturers, there's been a couple of companies that have used it to launch a new product. And I like it. I mean, you got to buy a good VR system. There's no doubt about it. But boy, once you do, man, geez, it's really, really, really good. And people are actually, you know, I know people that have been racing on iRacing forever. And they, you know, they absolutely, my brother, he races all over the world and never leaves his house. So if you like, I mean, racing's racing. Come on, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing that's, I think, I almost say it's almost different for dwarf car drivers, because while we go to the racetrack to race, we really go there to visit our friends, and racing just kind of happens. But really, we're a very tight-knit group with the dwarf car community. You know, amongst a lot of other racing communities, you know, you'll see the guy there and his pit guy. Most of the teams in dwarf cars, you'll see the guy and his family there, whether it's, you know, the kids out there scraping mud, or, you know, or the kids racing and the dad scraping mud, or mom. But it's really it's family sport. I think that's what makes it fun for us.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of what we're missing with this virtual thing. But as I was on Discord with a bunch of people last night, you can hear all their families in the background. You know, they're still got all their families behind the simulator. So it's kind of cool to kind of get that family feeling back to it. Hopefully we won't be in this social distancing world forever.
Yeah, well, it won't happen forever. We'll get this straightened out. So how'd you do last night since you raced?
So it started off really not good. I qualified decent. I think I qualified fifth or sixth, and then I went to go grid up for the heat race, and my computer froze up. So I had to restart everything, and I was the host of the race, so I was trying to do all that stuff at the same time. So that didn't really work out well. But I missed my heat race. I started in the back of the B and finished third in the B, put me starting, I think, 19th in the A, and I worked my way up to fourth. but it was almost just like being at a normal event. I mean, the cream of the crop rose to the top.
Jeez.
Two past Western States champions, Ryan Diotti and Ryan Winter, they ended up 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were just in, you know, I won't say another area code for once. We were actually on the same straightaway as them, unlike in real life, where we're usually on the opposite straightaway as those two.
Right.
But, yeah, it was fun, but it was just definitely, it's kind of neat to see that, you know, you'd think sometimes these young kids that do nothing, well, I won't say do nothing, but they have a lot of time on their hands to play a simulator.
Right.
You'd think they would be right there, but no, the two, I won't say old guys, but they're definitely not the kids of the sport anymore. I think they're somewhere either plus or minus a couple years of being 30 or over 30.
Yeah.
But they were 1-2 all night long. One of your locals down there, Darren Brown, he just got his simulator a few days ago, and I think he ended up right behind me in fifth. So, definitely some good talent out of that area.
That kid just can win. I don't care. Put him in a simulator for 2 days. You need to handicap that boy. Put a yellow sticker on the back of that car and tell him you need to start in the rear. Knowing him, he'd still come to the front. Hey, buddy, this is great talking to you. I would love to have you call back and kind of let us know how the series is going, because I know it's a series you're running. You know, you just started. So we all our racer fans from Barona listen to the show. So hopefully, when's going to be your next race?
So I think we're going to do every Friday and Saturday night while we're in this COVID-19 lockdown.
All right. Well, call it the COVID-19 race series, and we'll see who comes out, and we'll have to come up with a funny-looking virus for a trophy at the end of the series.
There you go.
Got to keep humor in it, my man. Got to keep humor in it. Hey, thank you very, very much, and hats off to Brittany for setting this up. This is an awesome interview, and thank you, man, and stay safe.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by the good folks at El Cajon Ford. Yep, their service department's open. You can email them as far as car purchases go at elcajonford.com. They're at 1595 East Main Street. You don't need to drive over there for car sales. Just give them a call at 866-937-1607. And they are supporting Barona Circle Track. Just go to baronaspeedway.com. And they, between this show and their website, will let you know when we go back to racing. But I think that message will spread like wildfire. We got Dirt Dude on the line. How you doing, bud?
What's up, Dave? How's it going?
You know, just trying to survive this pandemic and, you know, keep the racing flavor alive. Did you watch that iRacing today on NASCAR? Probably not.
No, I'm in isolation in my garage. I got a carburetor torn across the part of my counter right now, going through a carburetor on one of my bikes.
Oh, there you go. Well,
got your show going in the background. Hey, got to have some entertainment while I'm doing work.
Well, I sure do appreciate that. And, you know, you got to keep all your equipment running. So that's – and this is a good time, because I'm sure you've been wanting to do that carburetor for how long?
A year and a half. Last time I rode the bike, so
yeah,
it's pretty bad. It's a green on the inside.
Oh.
And, it's a mess.
It's not.
Gas has been sitting in it for a while.
It's not even St. Patty's Day.
It's got the luck of the Irish inside. I'm not happy with it,
yeah.
But hey, it is what it is. I'll go through it, clean it, and get it running again.
Yeah, because this is eventually, you know, gonna go away. And you know, in one respect, you know, I mean, I hate the fact that this pandemic is on us, but we have gotten so much rain. I don't know how many races we would have been able to get in out of Barona anyway. Do you?
Yeah, you could have got a couple in, but you just never know the way the rain's going. And then, you know, now it's up in the air when we're going to be able to go back again, because they keep on saying, you know, the end of May. And, you know, it's when winds are going to go. They keep on extending everything out. So you just, like everybody else, you're just waiting everything out.
Right. And you know, I know the Salazars will adjust accordingly. It might be an abbreviated season. You know, who knows? But just stay on BaronaSpeedway.com, and any information that comes out will be there first. And then, you know, we'll get it here on radio, and you'll be nice enough to promote it. But it just seems like there's an awful lot of iRacing series on dirt, asphalt, and I didn't know anything about iRacing, to be honest with you, and I just never really thought too much about it. You know, I mean, because, you know, you go down to Dave and Buster's and you get on those little simulators and okay, and you crash and hit the wall and all that. But I guess with the equipment and the seriousness of it, you know, it's gotten really, really interesting, and it's been out for 30 years. Did you know that?
No, and the thing is, now you're starting to see crazy stuff. Like, I know people that are into figure eight racing. They have figure eight racing and, you know, destruction derbies, dirt racing, asphalt, you know, the road courses.
Yeah.
You can do anything pretty much.
Off-road. They do off-road racing. There was a group I just interviewed, this gentleman, Mike Grenert. And he's up in Northern Cal, and he started a series where they're using, you know, sprint cars, you know, in the dirt. And they're going to different tracks, and he says he wouldn't believe how many people are actually signing up to do this. A couple grand to get the equipment, you know, if you want to just get basic intro equipment. And, you know, these people are having, you know, and they do qualifying. They do the whole nine yards. It's, you know, it's just really interesting. I know, talking to a true racer, it's hard to say, hey, you know, park your gear and go on a computer. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do when there's nothing to do.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep entertained. Got to, you know, get everything. Like, I know a lot of people still, they're going through their stuff, getting their cars ready for when this does end. We're going to go racing. Like, everyone's going to go racing like crazy. I mean, you know, the thing is, it's not just hurting us. It's hurting every other track in the United States. You know, everyone else is not being able to do anything.
Right. And not only is it hurting the tracks, but everything that supports the track, advertisers, you know, the vendors, the people that work the track, you know, then you got the race cars, you got the sponsors. You know, I mean, there's it's just such a trickle-down effect. It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and like I said, we just have to wait and see when they're going to lift the curtain and we can go out and play. It's right now, it's just seeing when that we're hitting the center of the epidemic, and then we know, okay, well, we're past the arch and everything's going to start going back down. And
right.
You know, then we can kind of loosen up the reins a little bit and then go out and play.
But we got to do our part too. We got to listen to them. We got to do the social, you know, distancing. Got to start wiping stuff down and just being smart. You know, when you know, if it says stay home, stay home. But, you know, and I'm a little different than most. Some people are saying, you're right, end of May. Well, I'm going on 2-week intervals. Because I heard a reporter using an analogy that I thought was perfect. And it's just like having, if you had a personal trainer, which you and I don't, so I already know that. But if we did, and that personal trainer says, all right, give me 5 sets of push-ups right now. Oh, my God. All right. So you get down there, and you start banging them out, and you get to the end of that 5 set, and you go, boy, that was good. He's, all right, now give me 2 more sets of 5. Well, you're not happy about it. But it's easier to accept that than say, give me those push-ups out till May. So I kind of like doing it in 2-week increments. That's just the way I look. And support your local businesses. Have you been eating out a lot?
Not really. I have been staying home. Other than I'm an essential worker, so I have been going to work. You know, I'm grateful for that. My company is not thriving, but we're sustaining.
Sure.
We're not having a shutdown, but, you know, the environment that I'm in, I'm working around a lot of people. Man, you know, it's in the middle of, you know, the worst environment kind of thing. It's not, you know, one of those that I totally feel safe with, but, hey, we're out there doing work.
Well, the work's got to be done. That's all there is to it. Well, I went out and I got a bunch of, you know, food, you know, canned goods and all my favorites, Spam and chili and pork and bean, all my favorites. And they're in the cupboard. So I'm trying to, and I live in Alpine, so it's a pretty small little town. We only have a few restaurants, so I'm really supporting those guys. And I figure once, if heaven forbid they shut down, well, then I'll roll back to the food that I have at the house. And I tip really well because, you know, these folks have all been good to me, just like all your favorite restaurants that you go to. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah. There's a couple of people I work with. They buy some food, but now they're turning to helping out, right, you know, local restaurants. They're like, I order everything from a local restaurant. I'm like, that's cool, man, that you're supporting and helping people out like that.
And that's what we need to do. And then when all this pandemic is over, you know, I know racing is going to go off the charts. I mean, if anybody doesn't go to the first race back at Barona, then you're not a race fan, because that pent up racing is going to be insane.
It's just waiting for it to happen again. That's all we can do, you know. Keep on waiting until there's a date.
And you know who the worst one is right now? And I would not want to be in the same room with him. His name is Paul Dyke. He just got his car done. It's all painted up. It's got a retro paint job on it. He is so ready to go, and he can't.
I'm surprised he's not out there riding around his property.
I was just going to say, I bet he's hauling butt up and down the driveways. And yeah, I got a feeling he's going to take off in it, because he can't do that. You know, it's just no way. He'll go crazy. But, are you guys doing anything to the track? I mean, while everything's down, I mean, it's kind of a golden opportunity if you needed us. But it was already spruced up before the season started. You had it painted. You'd done a bunch of upgrades. So I guess it's really not.
Usually the weekend before, we'll have like a big party and have like everyone come out and, you know, start sprucing everything up, clean up, set up, party. But this all happened like right before this day. So we haven't been able to do a whole big setup party and clean up and opening day thing. And I know he's had a ton of rain in that track.
Yeah.
They've done a lot of work to it to help it to drain, but I'm sure it's going to be one of those things that, it's still going to need help and still going to need work on it. Yeah.
So are you standing in front of the mirror calling races just to stay sharp?
No.
Come on.
A few friends that are just watching, you know, anything they can on TV and then just, you know, on mute that they're practicing calling races. I'm not natural, but I just don't rehearse anything. I like
natural.
To do it just.
You're natural.
Straight off the cuff.
Yeah, and you're and me both. You know, I am the same way. You know, but I just thought I'd throw that out there just to see if you might be doing it. I'm going to talk to Scott DeLosio, and I know he's not doing that. I guarantee.
He's just jonesing for hockey or anything.
I know. Him and his little hockey puck. Hey, buddy, thank you very much for taking time out of your carburetor rebuild. Hopefully you haven't missed any parts and you forgot where you were left off, because I know this was a long segment for you.
Nah, yeah. Just everyone stay safe and stay your distance from everybody.
You got it, buddy. All right, man. Stay safe and virtual hug to the family, and we'll talk to you later.
Next time, dude.
You got it. All right, folks, this is FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Paris Auto Speedway is an unbelievable half-mile dirt track. If you've never been, you're going to once we get out of this pandemic. But just go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com and you can find out what's going on. It's a very, very good website, and it'll keep you on the inside loop. Speaking of which, we got Scott DeLosio on the line. He is the voice of Paris Auto Speedway. Did you happen to listen to Dirt Dude's interview talking about you?
You know, I just caught the last couple seconds of it.
He said, because I guess a couple of his buddies that call the races will find a race and then turn, you know, mute the sound and then call the race. And Dirt Dude says, well, I don't do that, you know. And I says, neither does Scott. And he says, yeah, he's only looking for hockey games.
Yeah, watching old hockey games and old speedway motorcycle races right now.
Yeah, I know. Well, what else can you do, right? You know, there's not a whole lot else you can do. We just have to deal with it. But I know we talked a little bit about it last week, about iRacing, or 2 weeks ago. All of a sudden, this is coming out of the woodworks, even though it's been around, 30 years? You know, I just talked to some guys that were doing midget racing last night, Friday and Saturday. They put a little series together in Northern Cal, and they got tons of participants.
You know, I've never been into it.
Me either.
And the other night, some of the guys I know, they had a thing going, and they said, check it out. I didn't even make it through one lap. There's a crash on the first lap, and I looked at the graphics, and which are pretty incredible compared to what they used to be, but that's more than enough for me. I mean, I understand it. I mean, it's crazy good. You know, I used to, a few years ago, I remember telling a friend of mine who works in the gaming industry, it's like, I can't understand ESPN, you know, showing all this other stuff, you know, or this gaming stuff. I mean, what the heck's that about? Mm-hmm. I get it now. I mean, it's that popular. It's just not my cup of tea.
Well, it's not mine either. And people say, oh, it's because you haven't tried it. I said, yes, I have. I mean, I have,
and I suck.
Yeah, well, I do. I was on a Formula One simulator up in wherever the heck it is, up at Mission Viejo, and this was an F1 simulator that these guys built. It's like 25 feet in the air, looked like a big spider, and had, you know, the full blown race seat, the harnesses, and the big screens. I was terrible. I could not stay on the track to save my life. So,
it didn't
bite me. Let's just put it that way.
But you know, it obviously takes some talent because there's some very good people doing it.
Right.
But it's just not my game. You know, I mean, it doesn't excite me.
Yeah. I will say one thing though. I was watching the race today, and the kid that won it has been in NASCAR for 10 years. He goes to the track with used tires. His cars are 5 years old. He's got a skeleton crew of good friends. But he's been doing it for 10 years, and he wins the race today.
Very cool.
So I'm thinking now that might spark an owner, you know, to say, hey, you know, the kid's got driving talent. If he can do this, maybe he can do, you know, and I'm thinking, wow, I hope that opens some doors for him. You know, to be able to maybe expand it. Can you imagine 10 years in a race series and having nothing but old? I mean, gosh, I don't know. I could, you know, to me, if I don't have the best of the gear, I'm not interested. That's just me, though.
Well, there was a guy who caught the eye of Keith Koons, who is the guy who owns all the top midget rides, who Kyle Larson drove for years, and Christopher Bell, Rico Abreu, and some guy caught his eye racing online.
Yeah.
And he gave him a ride in this, you know, super hot midget car. So obviously there's something to it, and there's, you know, there's actually money being paid, and, you know, pretty good money for, you know, playing a game. So there's a lot to it, and there's a lot to gaming. You know, and the people who enjoy it, more power to them.
Yeah.
You know, it's their thing. Enjoy it to heck.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So with all this rain we've been having, you guys probably aren't doing a thing at the track as far as, you know, doing anything. I mean, we've had so much rain. But is Don, you know, just kind of just waiting it out? And has he decided? I'm sure it's going to be a partial series, correct?
No, he's planning on, put it like this, the stuff we can control, which is the pass car and the Knights of Destruction. Mm-hmm. He says they're going to race their full season.
All right.
Sprint cars, I know he'd like to. I don't know what the situation is. When you had Chris Kearns on last week, the week before, he was saying a lot of his Saturdays are booked, and they don't like to run the CRA series when the Southwest series or the West Coast series or the Western Midgets are running. So I don't know how that's going to work there. Hopefully that will be rescheduled as well. I know Don wants to do it. I mean, Don, you know, a while ago, just when this first came up, you know, 3 weeks ago, we had our first night. We did get the one night in this year. And he was kind of predicting this was going to happen. I thought he was crazy and all that. Yeah. But he was kind of predicting this was going to happen. And he said, you know, we're prepared to go into November, December if we have to.
Right.
So right now we've lost the pass car race from a couple weeks ago.
Right.
We did lose last night's sprint car race, which was with the World of Outlaws, and unfortunately the world faded that it's going to be impossible for them to make up their portion of that show this year. Mm-hmm. And we have already canceled next week's Night of Destruction.
Right, I've seen that. Thank you for putting that out.
So as far as anything else goes, nothing else is canceled yet.
Right.
But it's out of our hands.
Without a doubt. And I like the way you guys think. See, everybody's saying, oh, it could be out as far as... No. 2 weeks. I want to do it in 2 week increments. I don't want you to tell me 6 months. My mental mind can't handle it. Just tell me 2 weeks, and if it doesn't work, okay, then let's try two more weeks. You know,
You don't want people to totally lose interest. That's why.
Yeah.
You know, Lance, our webmaster, he keeps the website updated. We get him information, mm-hmm. and we're probably pounding the Facebook page with as much, if not more, information than what we do during the regular season. So people will just stay in tune and be around it. You know, in the off season, we do a little bit less, but right now it's a different deal.
Yeah,
and we got to keep people interested for when we're ready to go again, which who knows when it's going to be. Hopefully it's going to be soon, but we don't know that.
We
got to do what the state of California tells us.
Right.
And also another thing, the fairgrounds has completely shut down.
Wow.
So, you know, normally at this time, you know, the racetrack's very busy. People rent it for practice. They rent it for private testing. And we're not talking just sprint cars or stock cars. You got the AFT flat track guys rent it periodically. You got off-roaders renting it. It's used for TV commercials, movie shoots, videos. And now, those last three, the TV shoots, TV commercials, videos and stuff like that, that couldn't be used right now because there's just too many people that come along with it when they do a shoot.
Right.
But for a stock car deal or a sprint car deal, when they rent just to practice, that could still, you know, be accomplished. Mm-hmm. But in view of safety, the fairgrounds doesn't want anybody out there.
Sure.
Well, I say that could still be accomplished because they can bring a stock car or a sprint car out with, you know, skeleton crew and test it.
Right.
But the fairgrounds and, you know, trying to be safe is saying, well, nothing's going to happen there. So that's a little revenue that has been lost. I don't think, you know, Don was really planning on that going away.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. Hey, I got a really long interview coming up, so I'm going to let you take off a little early. And I thank you very much for taking time out of your Sunday to call in. So take your pug and go for a walk.
Yeah, they had a walk this morning, and we'll go for another one in about an hour or so.
All right, buddy. Hey, be safe, and I can't wait to talk to you next week.
Same to you guys, and hopefully we all tracks, not only Paris Auto Speedway, but Verona, Orange Show, Ventura, Bakersfield will be back in action soon.
You got it, buddy. All right, ParisAutoSpeedway.com, folks. That's the best place to check them out, or go to Facebook on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Certified Car Clinic sponsors this segment. They are open. CertifiedCarCare.net. Check them out, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. All right, Steve Myers, one of the founders, CEO of iRacing, got him on the line. Take a listen.
Well, folks, I've got a very interesting interview for you today. I've got Steve Myers. He's the iRacing Executive VP and Executive Producer, and you're probably thinking, well, you know what? I'm not going to explain it. I'm going to let Steve do it. So, Steve, tell us all about iRacing.
Hi, Dave. Yes, we create the most authentic racing simulation that we possibly can. You go to our website at www.iracing.com, and you sign up for subscription and download the software. And we recommend that you get a wheel and pedal set, which you can get, you know, online for less than $300. You probably already have a PC at home that can run the software, and you install it, and 15 minutes later, you're out racing street stocks and legends cars and MX5 Cup cars, or kind of the rookie level cars, and ultimately you work your way up to being able to drive in NASCAR Cup cars. And we pride ourselves on trying to create a very authentic racing experience, and I think this past weekend kind of shows that we do a pretty decent job doing it.
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, I try to follow, since I do a motorsport show, I try to follow it as much as I can. And I literally fell into the NASCAR race. I didn't even know that it was scheduled, and which means we're going to have you start sending me your TV schedule so I can make sure the world knows about it. But I got to tell you, I've talked to some diehards that go, I go, no, come on. If you just, take it for what it is, and I absolutely enjoyed it. I really did. It was, and it kind of told me that, really NASCAR, I don't think needs to have a 500-lap race because what you did in 100 laps was more than enough. It was exciting. It had all the, had everything that you would want. And I don't know. I totally, totally enjoyed it. But I didn't know you did other forms besides NASCAR. I mean, you do open wheel, you do dirt cars. I mean, you do a ton of stuff.
Yeah, we really have tried to kind of provide the opportunity for just about any type of racing that you like, you can do on iRacing. This last couple of years, we've added the dirt stuff in, so dirt ovals and off-road mm-hmm. trucks and rallycross stuff, and that's been really popular. But the NASCAR stuff has been our bread and butter we've been doing this for over 30 years between two different companies. So NASCAR has been our longest standing partner, and I would argue that there probably isn't a relationship with a group of software developers that is a longer term relationship than NASCAR has had with us in any type of sport game. So I think that's why I think things were able to move so rapidly last week is because we've already been doing this for so long, and it wasn't a stretch for us to be able to take these guys from the real world and put them into the virtual world and be able to put on a good show, because a lot of them are already doing it. To your earlier point, I think that was the fact that people enjoyed it so much that were new to this and didn't really have any clue what iRacing was or what what these guys were doing. I think that was my favorite part of the experience last weekend, was seeing all the social media comments after the race and hearing all these people talk about how they had the absolute best time for 2 hours with their family, just laughing and enjoying seeing racing again and just having that chance to kind of feel normal again for a couple hours. I think we were so close to it and just working so hard to get it off the ground that I think we didn't really even probably visualize or foresee that impact that this had. And I think that was really the best takeaway from it for myself, was how happy it made people for a couple hours.
Well, and the one thing too, I mean, let's face it, sponsors are everything. The sponsors still got all their exposure. They still had everything on the cars. The billboards were still there. I mean, everything was there, and a lot had to do with the commentators, the Larry McReynolds, who totally embraced iRacing. And, I mean, they treated it just like as if it was a real race, with live action. And with the camera setups, I mean, Denny Hamlin races barefoot. Give me a break. And he won the frickin' race. I mean, that's the best part. So, no, I think, I don't know, because are you doing this? Are you going to do this weekly? Are you going to be running a race this Sunday?
Yep. Well, so this Sunday we'll be at Texas at 1 p.m. And, things are looking likely that it's going to be on TV again. So, those details will be announced later this week, I think. So, we're going to do it again this weekend.
So, what were the ratings like, television-wise? Because let's face it, that's what really drives this.
Well, so I just got them this morning, and there was over 900,000 people that tuned in to watch. And what was, I think, was even cooler, and this is, I'm getting this info from Adam Stern as well. I'd only just heard this, somebody else mentioned it on one of the other interviews I've done here over the last hour, is that Adam Stern tweeted out that it was the highest rated esport broadcast ever in the United States. So, I mean, that's pretty damn cool.
That really is. I mean, and I got to tell you, the little subtleties of it, you know, jacking the car up on the right, jacking the car up on the left to let people know they're only changing two tires, not four tires, or they're on, you know, all of those things, you know, the damage to the cars, the fact that they can reset twice. I honestly could not find anything that was negative. And I'm not saying that because you're on the line. I'm saying that from a 74-year-old NASCAR fan that's followed it. I have an Earnhardt shrine in my house. I mean, I've got it all. And I have to tell you, I was totally, totally thrilled, and I enjoyed every minute. I had to go do radio, so I missed the last 15 minutes of it, so I didn't get to see Hamlin win. So I would have loved to have seen what you guys did in the winner's circle. I don't know what that's going to be like, but the fact that it's going to be on next Sunday, is that 1 o'clock Eastern time? I'm assuming so.
Yes, yeah. Sorry, you're West Coast. That's right.
Yeah, I know. I'm over here on the sunny side of the country. But, you know, here's going to be the proof in the pudding is seeing what your ratings are next week. Now that everybody knows you're going to run again next Sunday, I'm really, really looking forward to it. And I think because there's a lot of race fans that are just totally stressed out because there is no racing, whether it be local tracks or even spectators watching the big stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one thing that's really exciting about this is that, you know, we're doing something that no other sport can do.
No.
I mean, you can't go to, you know, a sporting goods store and buy a race car to go rip around in your backyard. You know, every other sport, you can go get a ball, you know, a glove and a ball or, you know, a hockey stick, whatever. You know, you can't do that really with racing without making a massive investment. So I think what's really cool about it is that, you know, these real world drivers, they're doing all the same things that they would do in the real world in a sim. And so it translates over in a way that no other sport really can capture that. Like if you're good at NBA 2K20 and you beat LeBron James in that, you know, on the console, there's still no chance in hell you're going to go out on the basketball court and score a basket on him. So I think this is a really great opportunity for motorsports in general to really potentially make some ground and make some new fans from the traditional sports, you know, stick and ball sports that aren't doing anything and can't do anything like this right now. This is an opportunity to for the whole motorsports world to maybe get a chance to show the rest of the world what we do.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because I watch all the e-racing, you know, and I have to tell you, the NASCAR race last night was more enjoyable than watching live e-racing, if you want my honest opinion.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and don't you agree? I mean, it's just there's something about iRacing that you've been able to put together, and I can't even imagine how you did it because I'm not computer literate at all, but how you guys were able to do that and listen to the commentators say that the drivers, not even the commentators, the drivers are saying that the bumps in the track are there. They're the exact same bumps that are there when they race there live. And I can't wait till we get to the road course. I know that's coming, and that's going to be, you know. So are you contracted to do the rest of the series until such time as they go back to live?
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, it's the Wild West right now. Like, there's no such thing as contracts taking place in the rapid pace that we went from going from zero to being on TV. So, but we, you know, we have a long-term relationship with NASCAR, and we're, you know, we've decided that we're going to do this until racing comes back live. You know, we're taking it kind of week by week on what that's going to be. This week is going to be Texas at 1 o'clock. But I think the goal is to continue to provide this content throughout the entire downtime for the real racing world.
Yeah. And then I think what this has also done is it's educated the racers that are at home that would like to go racing but can't afford to go racing. Like you said, $300. You can get yourself a pedal set, a steering wheel, and download the app or download the software. And like my brother, he races people all over the world. You know, he goes to Le Mans, he goes to Monza, he goes to all these different tracks. You know, and he calls me up and tells me how they were and yada, yada, yada. And So, of course, me, I would have to get a full driving system. Not like Jimmy Johnson's. That was weird. But I like the Kenny. Yeah. I like Denny Hamlin's. Denny Hamlin had the, yeah, had the setup.
Yeah, that looked like, you, buddy, like a space shuttle.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this was really, really, really good. And I'm just thrilled that you, you know, I had no idea you've been doing this for 30 years. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's. I always joke, I don't know what I'm going to have to do when I have to grow up and get a real job someday.
Hey, but you're doing what you love doing, right?
But, yeah, I am. I'm very lucky.
Well, hats off to your software engineers. Hats off to everybody that works for iRacing. I mean, they definitely deserve a big pat on the back, and you can tell them for me that I was totally into that race. I mean, I was kind of on the edge of my seat because it does everything live NASCAR does, but it takes away the fear of losing a driver. It takes away the fear of seeing somebody get injured. But yet you still get the excitement. You still get, I don't know about crank it up, but, I mean, I get it. You know, I understand that. I go, what? Crank it up? Crank up what? But the sound effects, the smoke coming out of the tailpipes, you know, or out of the car when they have an issue. I got to tell you, Steve, that it was, in my world, as old as I am, I enjoyed every minute of it, and I'm glad you're doing it. And now talk about some of the other race series that you guys are in besides NASCAR.
Oh, so we've got relationships with IMSA and IndyCar and Lucas Off-Road. We're World of Outlaws, so we do the late models and the sprint cars there.
Wow.
You know, even down to the club level with SCCA, and we got a relationship with V8 Supercars out over in Australia. So what's really exciting is I think we're going to have a bunch of things that are going to start kind of spin off too. We're going to have an IndyCar thing that's going to kick off this weekend. We have a World of Outlaws one that's going to kick off. And I think, you know, in the next couple of weeks, I wouldn't be surprised to see a significant amount of content that we're putting out with all of the racing series that we have relationships with. But the NASCAR one is definitely the, you know, the one that we're focused on right now.
Sure.
and executing for the race on Sunday.
So for folks that want to stay on top of it, what's the best website?
Just go to our website, www.iracing.com. Everything that we're doing is going to be up there in our news section, and then you can also try out the software there.
All right. I will definitely get the word out, and maybe as we get towards the end of this pandemic, get a call back from you and kind of find out, because by then you'll have all your ducks in a row, and we can talk about, you know, the future of people watching it on TV. Maybe they'll, you know, I'm sure you'll have places for people to go versus watching live racing, because I think a lot of people really, really, really enjoyed it. I mean, that's the consensus I got from my, I mean, I had a couple of diehards that said, I ain't watching that. I go, all right, well, then go read a book.
That's
the way I go read a freaking book. I mean, come on, if you love racing, because everything is there, all the technology, all of the you know, it's all right there. All right, Steve, got to let you go. Thank you very much. I know you got about 300 more interviews to do today. So keep up the good work. And, man, I tell you, I will be back in touch.
Great. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thank you, and you have a great day.
All right, thanks. You too. Bye.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.